What are your thoughts on your first year here in Buffalo, and do you feel like you've laid a foundation?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, my thoughts and concentration right now is, you know, obviously taking our team up to New England. So I think after the season, and I'm trying not to be rude, is that I think I'll be able to better answer that question. I think right now we're putting all of our energy and focus on this game.
What would it mean to end the season on a positive note?
Well, I think it would be, you know, it would mean quite a bit. And, you know, again, we have a very difficult challenge. Obviously, it's not a secret. We haven't won up there since the new stadium. So, you know, we're playing an outstanding football team. They've been an outstanding football team for quite some time. And you know, it's a great challenge for us, and we gotta be ready.
Coach, I mean, obviously you guys opened the season against the Patriots. And when you go back and look at the film, I mean, are you just looking at it going, like, who are some of these guys out here?
I think, you know, what's so funny is when you go back, you know, it was the first game of the season, you realize how long of the season it is, you know, and how long ago. And, you know, we watch, you know, pretty much everything, you know, have things broken down and things like that. And, you know, part of this game is, you know, there are changes. Obviously, we've gone through changes, and most of the teams have. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, getting your team prepared of in a direction of which, you know, which way you want to go and going out there and executing.
Even though the names and the numbers might be different on some of the players here, do they look the same? Are they just sort of plugging guys in, or do they look a lot different because they've got new personnel?
Well, I'll tell you, I've always thought this, even in my time in the AFC East when I was in New York. You get a sense of appreciation again, you know, when you watch the film, you know, of what, you know, Coach Belichick and his staff and those players, too. I mean, I say it all the time. I mean, you know, you look at a lot of teams, but, you know, how well they play the game, how hard they play the game, how they execute. I mean, you really have to they're never going to beat themselves, and you really have to beat them, meaning that schematically you're not going to get an edge. You know, you're going to have to make plays, and you're going to be covered, or, you know, or people are going to be blocked, or, you know, people are going to come down. I mean, you know, they force you to truly beat them. I mean, and I've always had a great appreciation for the way that they played for a long period of time like that.
Let me give you a chance to brag on your defense a bit. It's been pointed out here today, I think second in the league in interceptions, first in the league in sacks. How disruptive can your group be, or how disruptive have they been this year?
Well, obviously at times they've been, and again, it's a challenge for us, you know, and we look at it as, you know, those are some, you know, very good points and things that for the most part, consistently have gone well for us. But again, I think, you know, when you look at it, we're still looking at it from a team perspective and winning games, where right now, obviously, we're not happy with our results. Disappointed is probably a better way. And, you know, we have a chance to play another game and get a win. And I think that's where our focus is. But, you know, the defense, we have, you know, some good players on that side of the ball, and they played well.
I think I had read somewhere the plan is for EJ to play on Sunday.
Yeah, right now, you know, he participated in practice, and, you know, we have another day. He was out there, and he threw and took, you know, and did some things out there. And so we're just going to see where he is, you know, with a day rest, you know, having, you know, resting tomorrow, and then seeing where we are on Thursday when we restart.
And what's his year been like developmentally? How would you characterize that?
Well, I'll tell you, I think there's been, you know, some adversity. There's been, you know, ups and downs. You know, I think when you look at it and, you know, you take a quarterback and the amount of games that he played and the amount of preparation that he's had, you know, was probably limited from that standpoint. And there have been times where he's, you know, he's won games for us. He's put us in position to win games for us. And, you know, times where he hasn't played as well as what our expectation is or his own expectation. So, you know, it's a process, you know, with him. And, you know, we're getting better and better each week.
Just, I mean, on the with that, for fans in New England who aren't familiar with him, what's he brought to your team as a backup secondary quarterback thing?
Oh, you know, it's always the same thing. I think when you're looking at players, we try to go back as much as we can, you know, with a history thing. And obviously, you know, Thad played for, you know, he was with Coach Cutcliffe. I even think Coach O'Brien was with him when he was at Duke. So, you know, for us, you know, you can see, you know, how well he was coached at that age. And really hasn't had a lot of opportunities, you know, when he came into this league for whatever reason. And he's really done a nice job for us. I mean, you know, he's sitting at 2-2 for us, you know, as a record, as a guy that's gone in there for EJ. And he has the ability to help us win, and that's what we expect from him.
This kind of goes back to the first question I asked you, and I know you, reflection isn't a thing you want to do right now, but I have to believe that one of the goals at the beginning of the season was to be competitive in the division, and you've been in or won every game so far. So do you feel that's a positive for you guys?
I would have to say, you know, it's one of the things that we focused on. I think, you know, in order to, you know, the easiest way, you know, and obviously we haven't been to the playoffs in a long period of time, you know, and obviously the fastest way, you know, to getting the playoffs is, you know, having the ability to win the division. And I think that, you know, we talk about things within a division quite a bit, and we have a good division. You know, I mean, New England has been, you know, elite in this division for a long period of time. You know, you have New York and you have Miami. You know, it's a tough division. And it's one that's, you know, very challenging for us here.
You come in on a little bit of a hot streak, Kevin, won two straight games. And after playing the Patriots in week one and knowing what they've done, what are you going to have to do on Sunday to give yourself a chance to win?
I think the most important thing is not turn the ball over. And I think that, you know, we as coaches, you know, talk about that quite a bit. But, you know, when you look at the success, you know, that New England has, and not to take anything away from, you know, the way they're coached or their players are, but, you know, if you turn the ball over against them, you know, you pretty much have diminished, if not, you know, took out any possible opportunity of winning a game.
I know turnovers come in all sorts of different ways, and some of them you just have to credit the defense for making plays. But I mean, guys,
if you're an offensive coach,
you do have a high number of fumbles, and I'm just wondering whether that is a ball security issue on you guys, or is it just some of those were just chalked up to the defense.
No, I believe that we control more, you know, our faith. I think that we, you know, we have to do a better job. We have to do a better job coaching it, emphasizing it. It starts with me, and drilling it. And we have been, you know, all year. I mean, it's one of the things that we talk about, you know, daily, every day in practice. We drill it. We spend time on it, and we have to do a better job of that.
Is that, I mean, I'm sure with every team it's important, but it seems like the Patriots really feast on those things. I mean, just from the Baltimore game alone, you could kind of see. So has it become especially important in this case with ball security?
I think every game it is, but especially, you know, I think when you look at all the good teams that have won consistently for a long time, like New England, I think you'll see that same type of common theme. You know, they don't lose games. You know, they win a lot of football games, but they don't put themselves in a position where they're losing the game. And we have to go in there and not, you know, lose the game by turnovers or penalties and things that we have control over.